ready for Friday nights, and it has shown as both teams have got off to a great start so far in this season. It is all thanks to those coaches putting in the time and getting those players ready to go on Friday nights.
Well, as the teams get ready, and so much for that storm warning, Stephen, the weather's looking great.
It's looking for a great night of Friday night football tonight.
We'll get ready for our next segment of our pregame here for our game of the week on 102.1 FM WLEW. Hope you stay with us. Let's hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back after this.
Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, Ten Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and 5x5 or 5x6, starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450 and exclusive model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 5th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leopold.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up, get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Welcome back to the game of the week here in Bad Axe, Michigan, with the Bad Axe Hatchets hosting the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers here on Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. Kurt Dammer with Stephen Kaczynski. We'll bring you tonight's play-by-play. Let's see, Stephen, how far. We're not too far away from the
looking
game time.
Looking at about 14 and a half minutes until kick.
We'll be here. Well, what a record, though. I'll tell you, for many decades, between the Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets, it was always a coin toss. No yes. matter what their record was, it was going to be
it
a
is always
battle
a ball game.
On
You're
the
right.
field.
Yes.
Now, though, I'm looking at some stuff from Paul P. Adams here. Now, this is the sports guru
right.
of
yes.
the thumb.
Yep.
Since the turn of the century, the Lakers, now the turn of the century, the Lakers hold a 16-3 record against the Hatchets.
Correct.
Including winning 16 of the past 17 games. Not to say they haven't been close, but that is the record.
Yeah, but the final whistle usually goes in Lakers' direction. But like you said, we don't rarely see blowouts when it comes to these games.
Yeah.
It could be first in the league, worst in the league going against each other. And this is going to come down to the final whistle. Records are thrown out of the window when Bad Axe and Lakers plays, that is for sure.
Lakers currently 2-0, 1-0 on the season with their league play, and the Hatchets 1-1 and 1-0. So, last week's Bad Axe performance dominating the Vassar Vulcans. Jack Clancy,
that
Flash.
Their workhorse in the backfield, as I mentioned before, if they can and he's able to, they will hand him off the ball 40 times and let him run with it. And that is about what he did against Vassar. And he'll go on, 250 plus and four touchdowns. And he was their offense against Vassar, and they really had no answer for him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was boy, he's been building up this moment, and I'm looking at some of these boys out here. I've known them for quite a few years.
Yes.
Old motocross racers. And I say, oh, they're juniors and seniors.
Absolutely.
In high school. But some of these kids have been riding motocross.
Yep.
And I've watched them fall from going 15 feet in the air and hit the ground. So you wonder why they're tough.
Right.
They do this all the time.
Absolutely. And these players, they have been together all the way since Pee Wee. They have worked together. They know each other. They know who's going to be where. And that is why both these teams are so successful, because that chemistry that they can bring to the field. And they absolutely know where their person is going to be.
Exactly. Also, red hot hands for Bad Axe. Carson Affer, he had a pair of touchdowns.
Yes.
Vinny Blackstock, Chandler Cady. So they're not relying on one. I don't know if it was last game or the game before that Jack Clancy took a really bad hit.
Yeah. He had a scare against Harbor Beach. He went down. They thought it could have been serious. It turned out only to be cramping. He had to miss the rest of that second half. But I think he made up for it quite a bit in that Vassar game. That is for sure.
So the Lakers, they haven't given up a point in their last six quarters,
yep.
Including the 18-0 shutout with Reese last week. The crowd is really filling in here. This is neat to see. Probably hear it get a little noisy here in the tower. As the backs, the marching band's coming onto the field right now. Our officials are heading out to midfield. And we should be pulling out our team captains here fairly shortly, as here come the Bad Axe Hatchets onto the field. Weather, we mentioned that about maybe 30 minutes ago, what our weather conditions here at the field. Right now, it says about mid-70s. Steven, we were here earlier. We've been here for about an hour and a half.
Yep.
It's like a sauna in here.
It is. It was very hot when I came in. I was sweating bullets when I was setting up, and it was a hot one in here.
His glasses were looking
hot,
like,
and humid,
were all
and
steamed up. I just took mine off.
I barely see in here.
I'm just going to go like a full referee right now with no glasses.
Absolutely.
And it rained hard about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. I mean, it poured. It just poured and poured. But the field looks in great condition.
Yes.
Everything's ready to go, and a big crowd coming out for tonight's game here at 200 Northbury Road in Bad Axe. Also, we are broadcasting on thumbnet.net, so you can go onto the internet, call your friends, text message if they got friends or family serving overseas, have them go onto thumbnet.net. They can go onto the live broadcast and listen to us here at Bad Axe Field. Claude Marsh Field ready for a barn burner. Thank you to all of our great sponsors, as we've got them all lined up tonight, and they're going to bring you tonight's ball game, the Huron Daily Tribune. Thumb Cellular, Sure Healthcare Network. Huron Auto Parts, DS Services, Moore Shoreline, Moore Motors, Randy's Hunting Center, Countryside Transportation, Bayport State Bank, McVay Insurance, Contic Radiator, and Air Conditioning. And we got to give a plug out here. I've got Judge Gerald Perlow over here. He's going to be doing tonight's. He's the announcer from the tower with his lovely wife, and I can't believe he's not over at Kindy Polka Fest yet. But I know the folks at the Kindy Polka Fest right now, in between bands, I'm told, are listening to the game. So that's fantastic. I can assure you, folks, the judge is here. So you're not missing. He's not going to miss you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that may make it a little different in the music. I haven't heard any polkas over the tower, PA, but he said we got one coming up here from the Benny program.
Can't wait for that one.
Well, here comes the Bad Axe Band, the marching band. The Hatchets are coming onto the field looking sharp here in the blue and gold. As they come in on midfield, I'm going to go back to glasses here as we start to cool down.
Now we're getting to that point.
And the bands here at the 50-yard line, our team captains tonight are out on the field. For the Lakers, I see we've got number 78. Let me see Smithers out there. Let's see if we can spot all of our team captains as we do the coin toss. We'll see if we can get them to turn their backs. So we've got
Blue Eagle received the ball.